Someone once said that real estate cannot be lost or stolen, nor can it be carried away. Purchased with common sense, paid for in full, and managed with reasonable care, it is about the safest investment in the world. However, the one who said that should have known that Uganda is a different animal, and in the context of Uganda, this idealistic view often clashes with the harsh realities of the local market. Let's break down that saying into pieces and see how it clashes with the real world in Uganda. Real estate can be stolen in Uganda. Unlike the secure image of real estate portrayed in that saying, property theft is a real issue in Uganda. Land fraud and property disputes are prevalent, often fueled by unclear land titles and fraudulent transactions. Instances of people losing their properties due to forged documents or dubious dealings are not uncommon. This undermines the sense of security that real estate should ideally provide. Mr. Aaron Iyatwe, a renowned real estate scholar, has a related story to tell. While studying real estate in Europe, he wrote a dissertation on how land fraud works, and how therefore land can be stolen. However, his European lecturer rejected his dissertation, insisting that it's impossible for anyone to steal land. The lecturer could not believe or even imagine that there is a country somewhere in Africa where people literally steal or grab land. Land grabbing is believed to have had devastating political consequences in Uganda's most recent general elections, especially within the central region where it was very rampant and where land values are high. More recently, the northern region of Uganda seems to have had its fair share of land disputes, which, if not handled well, could deliver another additional devastating blow to the political equation. Real estate can be carried away. Technological advancements have made it possible to literally move houses and buildings from one location to another. While this is less common in Uganda, the concept challenges the traditional notion that real estate is immovable. Prefabricated houses and modular buildings can be relocated, providing flexibility but also introducing potential complexities regarding property rights and ownership. Lack of common sense in purchases. Purchasing real estate with common sense involves due diligence, understanding the market, and making informed decisions. Unfortunately, many investors in Uganda fall prey to scams and make hasty purchases without proper verification. This lack of caution can lead to significant financial losses and long-term legal battles. It's crucial for buyers to conduct thorough research, verify property titles, and consult experts before making any investment. Incomplete payments. Paying for property in full is a key tenet of a safe real estate investment. However, in Uganda, it's not uncommon for properties to be purchased on installment plans, which can be risky. Missed payments can result in the loss of the property, often without any refund of the amounts already paid. This practice not only endangers the investment but also creates financial instability for the buyer. Poor management. Managing real estate with reasonable care ensures its value appreciates over time. Unfortunately, many properties in Uganda suffer from poor management due to inadequate maintenance, lack of proper tenant screening, and neglect. This leads to the deterioration of property value and can turn a potentially profitable investment into a liability. Navigating the challenges. To navigate these challenges, it's essential for investors to adopt a proactive approach. 1. Verify property titles. Ensure the legitimacy of land titles through official channels to avoid fraud. 2. Conduct due diligence. Research the property market, understand the legal framework, and seek advice from reputable real estate professionals. 3. Opt for full payments. Whenever possible, pay for properties in full to secure ownership and avoid the risks associated with installment plans. 4. Implement effective management. Hire competent property managers or management companies to maintain and enhance the value of the investment. Conclusion. While the adage about real estate being the safest investment holds some truth, the context of Uganda presents unique challenges that investors must be aware of. By exercising caution, conducting thorough research, and ensuring proper management, it is possible to mitigate these risks and make sound real estate investments in Uganda. The key lies in understanding the local market dynamics and adapting strategies to safeguard one's investment in this promising yet complex environment.